We're in Simin Reish Chav Dalid. We're up to Siv Zayin. We'll be doing from Zayin through Yud Gimel. Harol Chachmei Umas HaOlam of the Chachavim. So we said, if you see a Chacham Yisrael, you say Shecholak Mi Chachmas Oli Reyav. If you see a Chacham of the Umas HaOlam, who's Ovid Chachavim, that is Shechachamin B'Chachmas HaOlam, meaning not that he's a scholar who's well versed in Avodah Zarah. He's well versed in the Shiva Chachmas. So he says, Baruch Atah Hashem Lakeinu Acholam Shenosan Mi Chachmas Olabas of Adam. You don't say Yireyav, you don't say Shecholak. This is that Hashem gives away of His Chachma to a human being. Ches al Malchei Yisrael, Omer Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Acholam Shecholak Mechvodol Yireyav. A melech of Klal Yisrael, you'd make a bracha Shecholak Mechvodol Yireyav. V'al Malchei Ovu Kachavim, Omer Baruch Shenosan Mechvodol Lebos of Edom. And a non-Jewish king, we say the same difference that we had in the Chacham, we have in the Melech. It's a Nosan Mechvodo Lebosor Vadam. Who is a Melech? Exactly, who is this Melech? So it's somebody that is the highest authority, and he can affect a life-death situation. Somebody that can either sentence someone to death, or pardon someone who's sentenced to death, or someone who could make a decision that means that people are going to get killed. And he's got to be the highest authority. How about his ministers who have authority on their own? Those you make a bracha on without shame or malchus. Now, the Gemara says even someone who's blind will make a bracha on a melech. Says the Prima Godim, if he never ever saw, so there he should not make it with Shema Malchus. Mitzvah lihishtada liros malachim afilo malchi ovde kachavim. There's a mitzvah to see the covet of malachim, if it's Malchi Yisrael, certainly, but even Malchi ovde kachavim, so that we'll be zoche and see the difference between the covet of Malchi Yisrael and the covet of Hashem Baruchos Hayamim. It is mutter for a kohen to be metame himself a tuma de rabbonon in order to go see a melech. Mishnah Berurah says that the same really goes for any dvar mitzvah. So, for example, for nichum avelim, he's allowed to be metame himself in a tuma de rabbonon. Now, what happens if somebody already saw the king? The king's coming to town again. He's sitting and learning. Should be mevatel Torah for that? Only the first time, but every subsequent time he would not have to. Sif Yud, Haroa Bate Yisrael Bi Yishuvon. What does that mean? Kagom, Bi Yishuv Bayesheni. If you see something like the way Klal Yisrael settled Eretz Yisrael and Bayesheni, Omer, Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Matziv Gevul Almona. Mishnah Berurah brings a machlokis, if it was only in the days of Bayesheni, Spizman Shabesa Mikdash Hayakayim, or even today. Also, he has a day that the Bate Yisrael has to be Bate Knesios. The minig is not to make a bracha on a private home. And the Prima Godim says that if you see Yisrael be Yeshuvan, you should make a bracha without Shema Malchus. Yud Alef Haro, Bate Ov the Kachav be Yeshuvan, Omer, Beis Geim Yisach Hashem, Bechurbanam Omer, Kel Nekomos Hashem. That means that Yoshvim B'Shalva, that's how Rashi learns it, and the Rif learns that we're talking about actually their house of Avodah Zarah. Haroa Kivrei Yisrael, Omer Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Asher Yatzer Eschem Badin, V'al Kivrei Ovid Kachavim, Omer Bo Sha'imchem. This is the, since the Lashon is Kivrei Yisrael, we're medayik from there that on a single kever one doesn't make the bracha. Called Birkas Haria. Im chozav ra'o so dover betoch lamed yom, eino chozav mevarech.